Okay, here's the sorry tale of woe. George W. and his mates have infiltrated Iran on the orders of the Big Boss, a mysterious media mogul who wants to start a war simply for the ratings, in a plotline somewhat similar to the Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies. Unfortunately, it looks like instead of blowing up a nuclear facility, George has blown himself and his friends sky high. Did I say unfortunately? I meant chance would be a fine thing.
Phew! Looks like we got out of there just in time, guys. Guys?
We're under the rubble, you moron.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do I do?
You can start by not standing on top of me.
Oh, sorry, Fatty. I didn't know you were under there. Okay, George, keep calm. It's a disaster. You've had to face a lot of disasters while you've been in office. What do you usually do?
No, George. Don't run away and lock yourself up in a bunker in Nevada.
Yeah. You got to stay here so that we can kill you!
Tony!
No, don't kill him.
Thanks, Fatty.
Keep him alive so we can torture him on a daily basis.
Brilliant.
Good idea, Fatty.
Hey, that's not very nice. If all you're gonna do is shout at me, then I'm going to leave you under the rubble and go home.
No, wait, Sugar. We're only kidding.
Hey, guys, don't worry. Annie has a plan. In the film Daylight, I played the heroic Kit Latoura who had to dig people out of a collapsed tunnel. All we gotta do is...
That was a Stallone film, you idiot!
What? Oh, shit. How about we all panic like Dallas? Ah!
Shut up, Arnie. We need to shift this rubble and fast.
Oh, of course. We'll just call up a bulldozer, shall we?
Hey, I've got a great idea, Tony. Remember that time at the TUC all-day curry buffet in 93? Now, if I could just free my hand to light a match.
The all-day curry buffet 93? Oh, yeah. You got pissed with your union mates and started lighting your farts. Oh, my God. John!
I've got the match.
No!
My bushy will whack.
We're going over to the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan now, where Connie Chung is trying to rebuild her newscasting credibility after weekends with Mari and Connie. Connie!
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I'm here in small town of Blat, where an inexplicable act of terrorism has taken place. During the night, the local school was destroyed by a huge explosion, followed by what appears to be a chemical attack on the town. With me is the town's mayor, Upchuck Chanda. Mr. Chanda, what is your view on this?
What did he say there, Connie?
He says that this is the worst thing to happen in the town since he became mayor. He blames Russia's President Putin for the attack and says that fortunately there was only one casualty, the school hamster Fluffy, who will be given a hero's burial later today.
Thanks, Connie. Enjoy the bus ride home.
Yeah, and fuck you, Mike. This is Connie Chang in Blat for News Daily. God damn it! And now the mayor's trying to make a pass at me. Has my career really come to this? You'll give me my own TV show if I sleep with you. Well... Hi, I'm Connie Chung.
Shut it, Chung, and listen up.
Yes, boss.
Those stupid bozos Blair and Bush have fucked up my plan. I wanted headlines and tits, and all they've given me are bylines and dead flaming hamsters. Now, they've dropped off the bleeding face of the earth. So you bloody find them and get them back into Iran quick smart. Otherwise, the only reporting job you'll be able to get is with Pig Fancies Monthly. Got it?
No, I don't fancy pigs either.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Hey, look on the bright side, guys. At least I managed to blow the rubble off us.
Yeah, but... if we ever get back to civilization, I'm going to have to incinerate these clothes.
It's our camels I feel sorry for. Poor fellas standing downwind of it. They never even knew what hit them.
Connie, I'm tired. We've been walking in this hot sun for 8 hours. No food, no water.
Hey, what are you complaining about? I've been carrying you for the last 20 miles and Freddy for the last 40.
Oh, wait, look over there in the distance. It's a fountain.
What are you blithering on about now?
And girls, and can you smell that? It's King Prawn Danzat with Muta Paneer and Sagaloo.
Well, that's it. He's finally gone doolally.
Must have curry and beer.
No, Freddy! It's just a mirage!
Curry. Lovely curry. Curry in a hurry.
Welcome, most honored master. I am Sunlight, and this is my twin sister Moonbeam. We are here to do your bidding.
Coming through.
Hey!
Oh yes, a fountain of beer. Result!
Kind master, we are here to do anything for you.
Right, I want a triple helping of every curry you got, with 20 boppadums, 10 onion bhajis and 5 keema naans.
Yes, O corpulent master. And once you have digested your feast, we will pleasure you until the first light of dawn breaks across the desert sands.
Yeah, whatever. Just get the bloody food.
At once, Flabtabulous Master.
Dom, stop pissing about in that hallucinatory fountain of beer.
But it really is a fountain of beer. And there's these two stunners, who are twins, and they're going to pleasure me with curry and everything.
It's just a mirage, Betty. There's no fountain and no twins. You're delirious.
Wait, I want to hear more about them. Are they dusky maidens with flowing hair and titties like well-ripened cantaloupes?
All that and more, Arnie.
Let's stay here.
No! Think about this logically. Why would there be a fountain of beer in the middle of the desert?
But Condi, it must be beer, because now I want to raid a frat house and go on a road trip.
It's just sand. We're all going crazy in the heat. I'm hallucinating a vast leisure complex with hunks and trunks and a free Thai massage.
Petite Thai girl. Or is it a lady boy? Even better.
Hey, big boy, you come here, me show you good time, only $5.
It's mass hallucination. We've got to leave now. John, get out of that imaginary fountain.
But Tony, it's real.
No, it's not. Arnie, you too.
Couldn't I just ogle the imaginary Thai ladyboy a little bit longer?
Isn't that always the way? Just when you're about to get lucky, you find out it's all a dream. Can the team get out of the desert? Will Connie Chung ever find them or her credibility? And will the big boss ever get his war with Iran? All will be revealed in the next hallucinatory episode of
Whack My Bush.
Look, Master, here is your curry with a choice of 3 pickles and 5 chutneys. He's gone.
Oh, shit, we've lost another one. I told you building a leisure complex in the desert was a bad idea, Moonbeam. It's all about location, location, location. Okay, we'll move. I hear there are some excellent enterprise opportunities in Cleveland, Ohio.